From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Despite claims that a perceived warming of relations between the United States and Iran has left U.S. ally Saudi Arabia feeling betrayed, there were no outward indications of a rift on Saturday as Secretary of State John Kerry met with Saudi and other Gulf officials. Iran and Saudi Arabia have been at odds lately. An Iran nuclear accord, which the U.S. helped negotiate, has gone into effect. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Abdjouber said, "I don't believe the United States is under any illusion as to what type of government Iran is." U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has stressed the strategic importance of Turkey following a meeting with Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu in Istanbul. The Syrian conflict and the war against Islamic State, or Daesh as it's often called, topped the agenda of the talks. Later, Mr. Biden spoke with reporters.
"We do know that it would be better if we could reach a political solution, but we are prepared. We're prepared, if that's not possible, to have a military solution to this operation and taking out Daesh."
Accra has been pressing Washington to intervene militarily in the conflict. More common ground appeared to be found, with Mr. Biden acknowledging Turkey's stance towards the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, and the Islamic State as equal threats. UN Security Council departed Africa on Saturday, considering its options to help quell political violence in Burundi. Council members had a disappointing meeting with President Pierre Nkurunziza on Friday, in which he showed no sign of softening his rejection of an African Union peacekeeping force. Election-related violence has killed at least 439, caused 220,000 to flee the country. This is VOA News. Approximately 200 refugees stormed the northern French port of Calais on Saturday, with about 50 of them boarding a ferry bound for Britain. Spokeswoman for the ferry operator said the migrants were unable to get inside the vessel from an external deck because the staff locked the door. She said some of the refugees left the boat voluntarily, the others removed by police. Incident followed a demonstration of about 2,000 people in Calais in support of the migrants. Thousands of refugees fleeing war and poverty in Africa and the Middle East have been living in tents in a vast slum near Calais, dubbed the jungle, for the past 12 months. It is used as a stopover point before they try to cross the English Channel to Britain in hopes of a better life. World Health Organization is warning that health and well-being of an estimated 60 million people worldwide are likely to be affected by the El Niño weather phenomenon this year. Lisa Schlein reporting from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
El Niño, which emerged toward the end of last year, is expected to peak this month and then begin to wind down through March and April. But the World Health Organization warns the health consequences will likely worsen as the full effects of El Niño are felt throughout 2016. El Niño is defined by unusually warm ocean temperatures in the central and eastern equatorial Pacific. It produces extreme drought and acute water shortages, as well as heavy rainfall and flooding in different parts of the world. People in the Horn of Africa, southern and eastern Africa, South Pacific, Central America, and South Asia will likely suffer most from these extreme weather conditions. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Travel ban was imposed on New York and its suburbs, with authorities effectively shutting down America's largest city Saturday. It's the result of a massive snowstorm that has been pounding the eastern United States. Storms seriously impacted the mid-Atlantic and northeast regions Saturday afternoon, with nearly 60 centimeters of snow blanketing the Washington, D.C. area, with 8 hours or so of snow still forecast in the day. Iowa's Des Moines Register, the largest newspaper in the state that will cast the first votes for U.S. presidential nominees on February 1st, has endorsed Republican Marco Rubio and Democrat Hillary Clinton. Winners of the Iowa caucuses do not always go on to become their party's standard bearer in the November general election or even win the state's polling. After Iowa, the state of New Hampshire will hold a primary to choose presidential preferences. Many more caucuses, primaries to follow throughout the country. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.